Rasmussen, Majority of Swing Voters Blame Joe Biden for Border Rush. By Neil Munro on March 22, 2021. A majority of swing voting Americans blame President Joe Biden for the post-Trump border rush, according to a Rasmussen poll of 1,000 likely voters. 57% of non-GOP, non-Democrat respondents agreed with the statement, President Biden himself has caused the border crisis with both his rhetoric and his policies, a Rasmussen release reports. Just 30% of swing voters did not blame Biden, and 12% said they were not sure. The poll was taken from March 18 to March 21, before border officials admitted they had begun releasing migrants at the border without even registering them in immigration courts. Rasmussen showed a wide partisan gap. 74% of Republicans and 30% of Democrats blame Biden. 19% of Republicans and 60% of the Democrats do not blame Biden. But the poll showed other warning signs for Biden and his pro-migration deputies. Among likely black voters, 44% blamed Biden and 40% did not. Rasmussen reported 55% of non-white, non-black likely voters, a mix of Latinos and Asians, blame Biden. Young voters tilted against Biden, with 47% blaming Biden, 38% not. Overall, the poll showed 53% of respondents agreed President Biden himself has caused the border crisis with both his rhetoric and his policies. Just 38% disagreed. Also, 65% of likely voters agreed that at no time is it right to break the law and come into the United States illegally, while 23% disagreed. Self-identified liberals remain an outlier. Only 16% blamed Biden, and 49% disagreed with the statement at no time is it right to break the law and come into the United States illegally. For years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad American opposition to legal migration, labor migration, and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, inter-democratic, and solidarity-themed opposition to labor migration coexists with generally favorable personal feelings toward legal immigrants and toward immigration in theory, despite the media magnification of many skewed polls and articles still pushing the 1950s corporate nation of immigrants claim. The deep public opposition is built on the widespread recognition that migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states.